Back again. Hey y'all, it's your girl Sam, back with another episode of Complete Circle Podcast. So today's topic is the concept of self. It sounds just really deep and complex. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I like the way that sounds. When I think of what brought about this topic, I think for me, it was just a given, because a lot of my focus, especially really recently, has been about figuring out who I am, like for real, after everything that I had to, you know, learn and go through last year. It's figuring out like, okay, like beyond all of that, and after having experienced all of that, what is it that I need to work on? Who is it that I want to be? And what are the things that I need to do to be in alignment with that self that I'm trying to cultivate? And honestly, as long as I am alive and breathing and walking around on this earth, self and who I am is always going to be ever changing, ever evolving, ever growing. And that's the way it should be, because you should never ever be stuck as one way, you know, as one in one particular aspect of yourself. I feel like as you go through different stages of life, it's gonna bring about different lessons, different experiences, and you're gonna have to adapt and shift to be able to go through and move forward in that particular stage or time of your life. So the concept of self is never really, in my opinion, or in, you know, from my experience, it's not concrete. You're always going to have your foundation, of course, of your principles, your values, the things that are important to you, what makes you you. And then in the same breath, there are parts of you that are going to change and transform. And there's always going to be that balance between those two things. And the different ways I feel like I've been really focusing on cultivating that concept of self is in many different ways, honestly. I think the first thing that I've actually been doing for a while now, suggested, I don't remember if it was my suggestion or if like I thought to do it, or if my therapist has suggested I do it. I don't really remember how it went. But the aspect of writing a letter to myself. And let me tell y'all, I've written, I don't even know how many letters. I think I wrote like three or four over a span of 4 years, I would say, because I feel like at every point in time, I wrote a letter to myself, depending on where I was at in, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of that. And as I read back over, you know, all letters I wrote previously, and the one I wrote most recently in January, coming into the new year, the transformation over the course of the letters is really crazy. And like the places and spaces I was in at that time when I wrote each letter, it's so interesting to look back at and really reflect on and just see the growth and the progress in just how I view myself, not even necessarily like externally with, you know, different factors and things going on, but more so how I viewed myself, how I felt about myself, and how in tune I was and got more in tune with myself as the years went on. So I actually wanted to share my most recent letter. It's like, you know, every episode I just feel like I put y'all a little bit more and more into my business, but it's okay because I think it's necessary. So this is my letter from January, and I date them specifically so I know what was going on at that time, and you know, so I can recall like what that time in my life was about and what was going on. So this one is from January 22nd, 2023. And it goes a little bit like this. Dear Sam, a new year and a new letter. I must say, everything feels a lot different this time around. Honestly, you've done well. I honestly can't believe how far you've come. I think you've finally chosen you. For so long, you held onto things and people that were not serving you. You held onto unhealthy and negative patterns within yourself that you had convinced yourself were ways to protect you, when honestly, all they did was hurt you so much more. You used to think that these were the things and people that defined you. You've come to realize that they don't. The only person that can define you ever is God and yourself. I don't know what it is about this year that feels so good. It must be the preparation of the year before, going through all of those things and being able to let go and get through it. It made a difference. It switched, a switch flipped, and I hope that it never flips back. There's a peace in being okay with what is and what isn't. Being okay with letting go of who and what is not for you, even if it's just in this season, in order to make room for who and what is. When the need to control and grip it onto things has suddenly found its way out, you now only want who and what is truly good for you. It's a beautiful thing. I want you to be healthy. I want you to keep growing and healing and elevating, and understand that growth doesn't mean you may not find yourself falling into those patterns again. What it does mean is that even if you do, you'll find yourself moving through it much sooner, wiser, and smarter. These things that you've worked through have been your comfort zone for a long time. So understand, it will take time, and every now and then, you'll want to resort back to what feels good, comfortable, and familiar. In those moments, acknowledge it, feel it, welcome it, process it, and move through it. And most importantly, be honest with yourself as you do this. Acknowledge your mistakes, imperfections, shortcomings, and don't be afraid to do so, because that is where the real growth and healing comes from. Face yourself honestly, brutally, when needed, gracefully, kindly, compassionately, lovingly, and willingly, always. You really are doing great. What a difference time makes. Imagine what more time will do, and know that you'll never be in one place for too long. Not in the good, the bad, the pain, none of it. Things are ever changing, and that's the beauty of it all. So keep moving forward and embrace all that comes with, all that comes with, wholeheartedly. Love, Sam. Now, I must say, that's probably like reading through all the letters. I must say that that's probably the best one in terms of where I'm at. And all the other letters, I was in some places and some spaces, honey bunches, that you could tell. You could tell I was going through something. So there was a lot more in those letters. And when I look back and I read that one, it's like, oh, look at you, girl. Wow. And I think it's because, like, that there was that particular part where I said, because I've finally chosen me. And when it comes to, you know, this concept of self and just cultivating the person that you want to become or working towards that person, it really starts with you choosing yourself. And I don't feel that you can really understand you, what you want, what you need, who you are, and who you're working to become unless you are your first choice. If you're out here choosing them and him and her and everybody else, and you just fall into the wayside, that's already a bad start. You're already doing it wrong. Because if you really want to cultivate yourself, obviously you have to be your first choice. You have to put yourself first. You have to be the one that you're going to be the most loyal to, the most compassionate to, the most understanding of, the most kind to, the most loving to. You know, the one that you're going to put the most self-care and just all of that good stuff into. Because again, like, you can't give all of that out or even receive it if you don't first have it within yourself, but you have to choose you first. And that's definitely easier said than done. I understand that because it took me a while to really choose myself. Like, it really took me a while to understand that I have to let go of all that I'm holding on to and put me at the forefront in order to start chiseling away at the things and parts of myself that needed the most care, the most concern, the most time, the most energy, that really needed to be looked at and assessed and processed and all of those things. And it has been quite the journey and quite the experience, and a very fulfilling one at that. And it started because I decided, for once, Sam, finally, we gonna choose us. We gonna choose me. And it had to start there. And then being willing to do the work, because the work is not easy. And sometimes I have wanted to run away from the work. I didn't want to face it. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want anything to do with it because it was uncomfortable. And like I said, I wanted to stay in the comfort zone that I thought was protecting me and helping me. But in reality, my comfort zone was causing me more harm. So it really wasn't. It was counterproductive to everything I believed that it was doing. And I needed to be willing to get uncomfortable, because I knew that in my place of comfort, that growth, that healing, that cultivation of who I know that I was deep inside and needed to bring out, could never happen if I was not willing to push myself, challenge myself, and take myself to places that I've never been, didn't want to go, and so on and so forth. So I really needed to get out of that. I'm safe here. I'm protecting myself. I'm keeping this wall up because of XYZ. It was like, no, like, I had to put my big girl pants on and allow myself to go there and allow myself to be pushed too. Because one thing my good up therapist gonna do is she gonna push me and challenge me. And, you know, sometimes I'd be like, yeah, whatever. But I know that it's necessary. And it's a daily thing. Like, daily, I have to check myself and I have to be in tune with myself and understand and know all of these things. So that part was another one that was just like, you know, like, this is all cool and all, and I don't really know how I feel about it, but I guess it's helping. I guess, you know, it's taking me to where I need to be. So that part. And there are still some days that I don't want to. There's still some days where it's just like, I'm going through the motions. I'm just doing whatever. And I lose sight of the intention and the purpose and what I'm trying to do within myself. And I get discouraged. And then I have to find that place where I get back on it and I'm checking in and I'm like, come on, Sam, like, you know, like, it's, and honestly, being kind to yourself in that same regard, because there are going to be those days where you don't necessarily want to or don't necessarily feel like it, and that's okay. And in those moments, checking in with yourself and being kind to yourself and understanding that just because I was doing good yesterday, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that today's going to be a good day. And that doesn't guarantee that tomorrow's not going to be a good day. And taking it day by day and giving myself grace and being patient with myself, because I know it's a process, it's a journey, you know? And it's not so much about when I get there, it's I'm going to get there. And however that looks is what it's supposed to look like. And I need to daily remind myself of that, because it's a back and forth, it's up and down, but finding that balance between a lot of what I said, like, being able to acknowledge those thoughts, those feelings, being able to process them and be honest with myself in that moment, and then not letting myself stay there for too long because I know what that'll do to me and, you know, mentally, emotionally. So being able to find that balance and be at a healthy place with it is definitely something that I continue to practice and utilize in this cultivation of becoming the woman that I see myself as. And, you know, this little exercise of writing that letter to myself in different stages and different places in my life has been super enlightening and just telling of a lot of the growth that has taken place over the span of a couple of years. And it surprises me because every time I write the letter, it just feels like I've learned to love me a little more. I've learned to accept me a little more. I've learned to choose me a little more and really am making more progress towards what it is that I'm wanting to make progress to. And it's also a good reminder because on the days where I do get hard on myself, or, you know, it feels like, where's the growth? Where's the progress? Like, what am I really doing? It's a reminder of like, Sam, like, don't forget. Don't forget where you started. Like, do not forget where you came from, because where you are right now, it is much farther from that starting point, and needing to recognize that. And that's also how I check myself. It's like, babes, do you not realize what we've been able to accomplish and come to? Like, let's not forget. Like, let's not act brand new, and let's not, you know, negate all of that. So that part. And really just finding ways to care for me. I am a person who I care immensely about the people in my life that I love, that are around me, that are in my circle, that, you know, pour into me. And for so long, I cared more about other people than I cared about myself. And I'm gonna be real, because that's really what it was. And I had to take all that, some of that, not all of it, but a lot of the care that, let me say, a lot of the care I was putting into the wrong places and the wrong people, I had to now take that and reverse it and put it into myself, and showing myself that I care about myself. And that isn't just in like a self-care kind of way, but more so respecting myself enough to set boundaries, respecting myself enough to not do those things, or not interact or engage with those people, or not allow what people are saying and doing to define me, and internalizing what's going on around me, because it's not a reflection of who I am, but rather a reflection and a projection from the people around me. And I needed to recognize that, and I needed to respect myself enough and show myself love to realize that I needed to have those boundaries up. I needed to be able to show myself that I am valuable, I am important, I am worthy, I am all of these things that maybe sometimes I don't believe that I am, but regardless of that, it stands to be true, period. Because not just because I believe it, but because God said it. That, like, that part, like, let's not forget, the Creator, He said that. So really learning to see myself through that lens, and learning to claim that and walk in that and see myself as that, and really taking that through the journey of what it means to, you know, cultivate myself and come into a realization of what that self is that I'm wanting to not just work on within, but to actually exude and put out there as well. Because how you see yourself and how you feel about yourself will show in the way that you move, in the way that you do things, in the way that you go through the world and the environment around you. And people will see it, whether you say it or not. People will see it. It will bleed through in ways and, you know, in things that you may not even be aware of. You know, it'll bleed through in your friendships, your relationships, and just the way that you walk and talk. And it's just very blatant and obvious to others, even if they may not be to you. And so I needed to also recognize that, girl, like, you need to change within and work from the inside out, because what's on the inside will surely come to the forefront. It will surely come out. And so I really needed to acknowledge that and understand that part, because how I am putting myself out there is how people will receive me, and how people will then treat me, and how people will then feel like they can handle me, you know? And so I needed to check myself, because if I'm not showing that, or if I'm not putting that out there, am I shocked or surprised that other people are handling me the way that they're handling me and treating me the way that they're treating me? No, because clearly I don't love myself. I don't value myself. I don't see myself as worthy. Therefore, I'm moving in a manner that shows all of that. And so why would I expect anything more from anybody else on the outside? So recognizing that, because I know that, you know, I don't want to be just handled and treated any type of way, because I don't want to handle and treat myself any type of way. And that needed to be something that I really truly walked in and claimed and understood about myself as an individual. And so there's a lot of things. I think it's just like, depending on who you are and where you're at in your journey of cultivating the self that you want and understanding what self is even for you, it's gonna be very individual. You know, it's gonna be very different for every single person. And it's also being able to recognize and be aware of what that looks like in each phase of your life, because it will shift, it will change, like I said, and needing to check in with that and needing to be able to acknowledge it. And if you don't like it, work on it and change it. And if you love it, then keep on cultivating that and keep working from that place. But understand that most importantly, you have the ability to choose who you want to be and who you are every single day. Honestly, every day you wake up, you have the autonomy to be like, all right, so today I decide that I want to be someone who puts out peace and receives that in return. And boom. Okay, so what are you going to do that particular day to put that out there and to also receive it? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to interact with? What position are you going to put yourself in? You could wake up tomorrow and, you know, you could have hated your life yesterday, and you could wake up tomorrow and feel like, all right, today's the day that I'm choosing to be a person that no longer hates my life, but is doing something to change it. Or you could be someone who really doesn't like who they are, who really doesn't like what they see, how, you know, how they do things, how they put themselves out there, and you can choose to do something different. At the end of the day, no one and nothing can really control or dictate who you are, who you want to be, other than you. That's your choice. That's your prerogative. That's your ability to figure out, like, okay, like, the life I see before me, the version of myself that I see before me, how am I going to work towards that? How am I going to make each and every single day be in alignment with that person? And of course, understanding that you don't have to do that on your own. At the end of the day, like, first and foremost, like, God, like, all right, God, who is it that you want me to be? Who is it that I'm meant to be? And if I have this version of myself in my head, is it in alignment with who you're calling me to be, who you're wanting me to be? And being able to put those two things in alignment with each other. And then, okay, like, all right, what are the steps? What do I need to do? What do I need to see within myself that is not in alignment with that? What do I need to work on? What do I need to stop doing or start doing in order for that version of myself to become a reality, to become, you know, something that I see and other people see? And again, being willing to do whatever that is and, you know, facing yourself. You have to be able to face yourself, because there were times where facing myself was painful. It was not nice. It was hard. It was a lot. It was very emotional. And I knew that no matter how hard it felt in the moment, that these were the moments that were going to set me up for the most success in working towards being that better version, that healthier version. I think the biggest thing I told myself is I want to be a healthier version of myself. Because if I'm healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, then that will, you know, obviously pour into other parts of my life and other aspects of the things that I choose to do and pursue and so on and so forth. So yeah, the journey is still, we are still a work in progress. Every day, I am a work in progress. Every day, you are a work in progress. And it's okay to always be in progress, because as long as you are alive and breathing, you still have room for growth, for evolving, for healing, for just what you can't even imagine. And working towards that version of whoever it is that you are meant to be is going to be painfully beautiful. And that's what that journey has been for me and what that has looked like for me. So I'm here for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I like it. I mean, I love it, but I know that at the end of it, I'm going to be so grateful for it all. And I'm going to be exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm going to look back and I'm going to be like, dang, that was hard, but it was so, so worth it. So as always, my beautiful people, stay blessed. And thank you so much for tuning in. I pray and I hope that you will be blessed and you will be guided through whatever this journey of cultivating your best self, your healthiest self looks like. And don't give up. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. And know that everything is in purpose and on purpose. Later, y'all.